You're tuning in to Midway Madness with your host, Nicholas Bradshaw.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 21, Mindful Living, Creating a Balanced and Fulfilling Life. Before we dive into today's episode, I have a couple of exciting announcements to share with you. First, I'm thrilled to announce our new website for Metanoia Madness is now live. On the website, you can explore all our episodes, sign up for our newsletter to stay updated with the latest content, and connect with our growing community. Head over to MetanoiaMadness.com and check it out. Second, we've launched a YouTube channel for Metanoia Madness. While the episode won't have video format due to some technical difficulties, my cell phone broke and I didn't have enough time to record and edit, future episodes will be available in video format. Make sure to subscribe to our channel so you don't miss out on any upcoming content. Thank you for your continued support, and now let's dive into today's episode. Today we're diving into a concept that's both ancient and modern, mindful living. Thank you for tuning in and joining me in this journey of exploration and transformation. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation or breathing exercises. It's about cultivating a deeper awareness and connection to our everyday lives. In this episode, we'll uncover how mindful living can create a balanced and fulfilling life. We'll explore personal insights, share unique strategies, and discuss how to weave mindfulness seamlessly into the fabric of your daily existence. Mindfulness has been a game changer for me, not just as a practice, but as a way of living. Imagine turning mundane tasks into moments of joy, or transforming stress into an opportunity for growth. It sounds like magic, but it's mindfulness. I've experienced firsthand how it can shift perspectives and open up new possibilities. Mindfulness for me started in an unexpected place. Throughout my life, I naturally focused more on my inner world rather than the outer. I often found myself contemplating my thoughts, emotions, and the deeper meanings behind my experiences. However, it wasn't until I consciously sought knowledge about mindfulness that I could define and refine what I had been doing all along. I vividly remember the moment I stumbled upon the concept of mindfulness. I was reading The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, a book that beautifully intertwines the journey of self-discovery with mindfulness. The story's emphasis on being present and listening to one's heart resonated deeply with me and validated what I had intuitively known. In The Alchemist, the protagonist, Santiago, learns to pay attention to the signs and omens of his journey. This mirrors the practice of mindfulness, being aware of the present moment and the subtle cues life offers us. Inspired by Santiago's journey, I began integrating short breathing exercises into my daily routine. For instance, before starting any task, I take a moment to close my eyes, focus on my breath, and center myself. This simple act transformed my approach to work, relationships, personal challenges, and even my workouts. Another moment that stands out is a day that I planned to be productive, but everything seemed to go wrong. My initial reaction was frustration and stress, but I remembered to pause. I took a deep breath, stepped outside, and just observed the world around me. The rustling leaves, the distant hum of the city life, the feel of the breeze on my skin. By the time I went back inside, my perspective had shifted. What felt like a series of disasters turned into manageable tasks. Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality. It's about embracing it fully. It's about seeing things clearly and responding from a place of calm rather than reactivity. It's about finding peace in the midst of chaos and joy in the simplest moments. As we dive into the science behind mindfulness, we'll begin to understand why this practice is so powerful. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment, with openness, curiosity, and without judgment. This simple yet profound approach has substantial impact on our brain and overall well-being. Research has shown that mindfulness can rewire the brain. One of the key areas affected is the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that's responsible for decision-making, emotional regulation, and self-awareness. Through mindfulness, we strengthen this area, enhancing our ability to manage stress and make thoughtful decisions. Another critical region influenced by mindfulness is the amygdala, which is responsible for our fight-or-flight response. Chronic stress can keep the amygdala in a high alert, but mindfulness helps us calm this response, reducing anxiety and promoting a sense of peace. Studies also indicate that mindfulness increases gray matter in the hippocampus, an area associated with memory and learning. This means that regular practice can enhance cognitive functions and improve our ability to retain information. Let's consider how these changes play out in everyday life. For instance, I often find myself overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks I need to juggle. When deadlines loom and to-do list feels endless, it's easy to slip into a state of stress and reactivity. But by practicing mindfulness, I can step back and take a breath and approach each task with a clearer, calmer mind. Mindfulness isn't just a mental exercise, it has physical benefits as well. By reducing stress, it lowers cortisol levels in the body, which can decrease inflammation and improve immune function. People who practice mindfulness regularly often report better sleep, reduce symptoms of chronic pain, and a greater sense of physical well-being. Take for example, those moments when life feels particularly chaotic, you know, the days when every little thing seems to go wrong. I found that by taking a moment to breathe deeply and center myself, what seemed like a series of insurmountable problems becomes a set of manageable challenges. This is where the real power of mindfulness lies, in its ability to transform our experience from the present moment. Mindfulness isn't just for adults. Schools that have integrated mindfulness programs report improved behavior, better focus in students, and a more positive school environment. Kids learn to manage their emotions, handle stress better, and develop skills that would benefit them through their lives. Incorporating mindfulness into daily life doesn't require significant changes. It can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath. Observe your thoughts without judgment or practice gratitude for the present moment. These small steps can lead to significant benefits over time. By understanding the science behind mindfulness, we can appreciate why the practice is more than just a trend. It's a powerful tool that can transform our lives, helping us be more present, resilient, and connected. Let's explore some unconventional ways to integrate mindfulness into your life. Forget the typical advice. We're going to get creative and make mindfulness a natural part of your daily routine. Mindfulness doesn't require long meditation sessions. It can be woven into small moments of your day. Use everyday transitions, like moving from one task to another, as a moment to practice mindfulness. Pause, take a deep breath, and set an intention for your next activity. Pick a random time in your day to focus on your senses. For example, while washing your hands, pay attention to the temperature of the water, the texture of the soap, and the sound of the water flowing. This practice helps ground you in the present moment. Set a timer on your phone to remind you to pause and take 3 deep breaths at various times throughout the day. This simple act can help you reset your focus and reduce stress. In our digital age, it's essential to practice mindfulness with technology. Designate specific times in your day to step away from all screens. Use this time to connect with yourself or others without digital distractions. Before you pick up your phone or open your laptop, set an intention for what you want to accomplish. This prevents mindless scrolling and helps you stay focused on your goals. Create tech-free zones in your home, like the dining area or the bedroom. This encourages more mindful interactions and helps you disconnect from constant digital noise. Engaging in creative activities can be a powerful way to practice mindfulness. Try activities like drawing, painting, or writing. Focus on the process rather than the outcome. Allow yourself to be fully present with your creative expression. Listen to your favorite music. Let your body move naturally, whether it's dancing, swaying, or simply tapping your feet. This practice helps release tension and connects you with the present moment. Treat cooking as a meditative practice. Pay attention to your colors, smells, and textures of the ingredients. Be fully present as you prepare your meal and savor the experience of creating something nourishing. Mindfulness can deepen your connections with others as well. When someone is speaking to you, give them your full attention. Notice their words, tone, and body language. This not only strengthens your relationship, but also enhances your empathy, understanding, and awareness. Practice being present in your conversations. Avoid multitasking and focus entirely on the interaction. This creates more meaningful and fulfilling connections. Regularly express gratitude for the people in your life. A simple thank you or a note of appreciation can significantly strengthen your bonds and foster a positive environment. As we continue exploring mindful living, it's essential to revisit the concept of self-compassion. In our last episode, we talked deeply of this topic, highlighting how crucial it is for our well-being and personal growth. Today, we'll briefly summarize those insights and encourage you to check out episode 20 for a deeper discussion. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a close friend. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment and recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and faces difficulties. In episode 20, we explored 3 key concepts of self-compassion. We talked about self-kindness, which means being warm and understanding toward ourselves when we suffer, fail, or feel inadequate. Rather than ignoring our pain or engaging in self-criticism, it's about taking a moment to comfort yourself and saying, "It's okay, I'm doing the best I can." Next, we covered the concept of common humanity. This involves recognizing that suffering and personal inadequacy are part of the shared human experience. Something that we all go through rather than something that happens to me alone. This realization can foster a sense of connection and reduce the feelings of isolation. Finally, we discussed mindfulness, which in the context of self-compassion means being aware of our negative thoughts and emotions in a balanced manner. Mindfulness helps us acknowledge our pain without over-identifying with it, enabling us to maintain a healthy perspective. For a more detailed exploration of these concepts and practical strategies to cultivate self-compassion, I highly recommend going back and listening to episode 20. It's packed with valuable insights and exercises that can transform the way you relate to yourself. Self-compassion is a cornerstone of mindful living. By integrating it into your daily routine, you can enhance your emotional resilience, foster a more positive self-image, and create more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity for your well-being. Living mindfully is more than just practicing mindfulness in isolation. It's about infusing every aspect of your daily life with a sense of presence, intention, and balance. When we talk about mindful living, we mean approaching each moment with a full awareness and openness to experience, creating a life that's rich, balanced, and fulfilling. Let's start with our daily routines. Think about your morning rituals. How often do you rush through them on autopilot? By simply slowing down and paying attention to each moment, whether it's brushing your teeth, making your bed, or sipping your morning coffee, you turn your routine activities into opportunities for mindfulness. For instance, when you drink your coffee, really savor it. Notice the aroma, the warmth of the cup in your hands, the taste of the coffee as it touches your lips. This simple act of being present can set a positive tone for your entire day. Mindful living also extends to how we interact with others. Instead of planning your response, try to be fully present. Notice their words, expressions, and emotions. This not only improves communication, but also deepens your connections. Remember a time when a friend was sharing a difficult experience with me. Instead of me thinking about what advice to give, I focused on just being there for them, truly listening. The impact was profound. Our conversation felt more meaningful, and my friend felt truly heard and supported. At work, mindful living can enhance your productivity and reduce stress. It's about bringing a mindful attitude to your tasks, one at a time. Rather than multitasking, focus on completing one task before moving on to the next. This not only improves the quality of your work, but also reduces the stress of juggling multiple responsibilities. Consider setting aside a few moments before starting a new project to center yourself. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, and set clear intentions for what you want to achieve. This practice can help you stay focused and calm even under pressure. Mindful living also encompasses how we approach food and our health. Instead of rushing through your meals or eating while distracted, try to eat mindfully. Pay attention to the flavors, textures, and aromas of your food. This practice not only enhances your enjoyment of meals, but also helps you make healthier choices and recognize when you're full. Similarly, approach your health routines with mindfulness. Whether you're exercising, taking a walk, or simply resting, be fully present. Notice how your body feels. Listen to its signals. This mindful approach can help foster a deeper connection with your body and promotes overall well-being. Mindful living isn't just about work and routines. It's also about how you relax and enjoy leisure time. When you're engaging in a hobby or spending time with loved ones, be fully present. Put away your phone, let go of distractions, and immerse yourself in the moment. This makes your leisure time more refreshing and fulfilling. I love spending time in nature. There's something incredibly grounding about feeling the earth under my feet, hearing the sounds of the birds, and watching the leaves rustle in the wind. These moments remind me of the beauty and simplicity of life, helping me recharge and find balance. Mindful living is about integrating mindfulness into every aspect of your life. It's about creating moments of presence and connection in your daily routines, interactions, work, health, and leisure. By doing so, you cultivate a balanced and fulfilling life that resonates with peace, joy, and purpose. Remember, mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, intentional changes that accumulate over time, transforming your life from the inside out. I hope these inspire you to embrace mindful living and discover the profound impact it can have on your overall well-being. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope you feel inspired to integrate mindfulness into every aspect of your life. We've explored how mindfulness can transform your daily routines, enhance your relationships, boost your productivity, and even improve your health and well-being. Mindful living is about making small, intentional changes that accumulate over time. It's not about perfection, but about progress and being kind to yourself along the journey. Embrace the present moment, savor the little things, and approach life with curiosity and openness. I encourage you to start today. Pick one or two mindfulness practices that resonate with you and incorporate them in your routine. Notice how they affect your mood, energy, and overall sense of well-being. Thank you for joining me today on this exploration of mindful living. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. How has mindfulness impacted your life? What challenges have you faced? Share your stories with our community. Let's support and inspire each other on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe to Metanoia Madness. Leave a review and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. Stay tuned for our next episode. Until then, stay mindful, stay balanced, and keep living a life filled with purpose and joy. Take care, everyone. This is Nicholas signing off.